think about summer. Now think about your childhood. And now the games you'd play as a kid growing up during the summertime. Well, what have you thought of? Jumping rope? Baseball? Well, what about kickball? There's a group in Lawrence that's taking that summertime childhood favorite and making it a game for adults, too. 12 years ago, the Kaw Valley Kickball League began right here in Lawrence, bringing the fun of a child's game to local adults. A native Wisconsinite and a University of Kansas graduate, Jackie Becker has been involved for 11 of the KVKL's 12 years. And after getting the chance to speak with Jackie, I found out just how popular the league is. So much, in fact, that with nearly 500 players in the 32-team league, you're more than likely to see a KVKL bumper sticker on numerous cars the next time you're in downtown Lawrence. The 32-team Kaw Valley Kickball League plays a 10-week schedule, beginning right after Memorial Day, culminating in a 2- or 3-week playoff, which will eventually decide the league champion. The season consists of two different sets of games. The first set of games is divisional play, where each team plays other teams from their own 8-team division. The second set of games is ranking play, where your games are determined by your ranking, which itself is decided upon by the league board. The Kaw Valley Kickball League has taken the game of kickball and turned it into an operation filled with structure, competition, and most importantly, as Jackie Becker would like to point out, fun. The league is much more than just organizing games. Of course, not everything is always fun, and from time to time things can get unruly. Jackie told me this is why the league has its own code of conduct, which is available on their website. In order to let all participants know the rules, this code of conduct is available and outlines all of them. From rules about ejections to those about appeals, everything is covered in the code of conduct. But the league is so much more than just the rules. I found out from Jackie all about the feeling of family that comes from the league and comes from each team. From the Wildman Attack Force to the Love Garden Squids, every team is more than just a group who gets together once a week to play a kickball game. Whether it's biking as a team to get ready for the season, having open practices throughout the week, or just cleaning up together after the game of the week, your team becomes a new family. You may not have kickball come to mind usually when you think of ways to get active and live a healthier lifestyle. Jackie Becker would like to let you know that it truly is a great way to get healthy. Just think about it. You need to continually practice to get ready for the season and get in shape, and playing out in the sun in a traditionally hot Kansas summer would be a workout for just about anyone. And that's just another benefit of getting to play kickball out in Lawrence in the Kaw Valley Kickball League. Nowadays, along with being a player, Jackie is a member of the 7-person KVKL board, the group tasked with running the league. From ranking the teams to creating the code of conduct to organizing charity events, the work of the board members takes a great deal of commitment, but is nothing if not rewarding. The charity aspect of the Kaw Valley Kickball League is not something to be overlooked whatsoever. Annually, KVKL raises anywhere between $2,000 and $4,000 for charities of all kinds, both local and on a broader scale. Whether it's a foundation that affects one of their own, or a donation sent to Boston after the tragic death of a police officer and fellow kickball player, the league has done great things for all kinds of causes. While talking to Jackie, I was able to find out and truly grasp just how important charity is to the Kaw Valley Kickball League, so much so that next to having fun and competition, charity is truly what the league is all about. The following piece is a sample of a podcast from the Kaw Valley Kickball League website. League podcasts consist of various league members getting together to discuss the recent goings-on in the league. These podcasts epitomize the league's goal of having fun in a close-knit group. This sample is from the 2013 season.
Put the brakes in, that's how the shutouts don't happen.
Yeah.
These teams maybe just wanted to make sure that they were on top form. For
right,
game.
Right.
Yep. They lost the week before, so they probably were going for it.
Yeah,
why
definitely.
Not make sure that you can play and play well? Yeah.
Rats over Murder, upset, 18 over 15 seed, 10 to 6.
Is that an upset?
18 seed over 15.
18 over 15.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I picked this.
Seeding, yeah.
But I picked Rats, but
Rats, yeah.
When I ran the numbers, Murder was definitely the favorite. So. Yeah.
Well, when Rats are on offensively,
Rats are,
they're on.
They're when they bring kicking, everybody. Yeah.
Place kicking, yeah. When they beat us in week 7, they were just nailing holes.
Yeah,
we couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, there's only two seeding upsets, and since it's a 15 versus an 18, this could have been a 16-17 game. These are like the ones that are the most likely to be coin flip games anyways.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The fact that the score was that close just proves that they're seeded pretty well.
I did see a little bit of this game, and it seemed like Rats were just on rhythm the whole time, and they just...
They got a lot of soccer players on their team, I think.
I think so, too. We beat them the week before, so again, they were probably coming back with a vengeance.
Yeah,
so.
Juice got them focused.
Go Rats.
Just local adults sitting around, shooting the breeze, and talking about playing kickball. Now think to yourself, when you were playing kickball on the playground as a kid, did you ever think that years later you'd be able to do the exact same thing? That you would be able to play kickball with your friends and then talk about it and broadcast it to the world all summer long? Jackie Becker and the nearly 500 members of the Kaw Valley Kickball League are living that dream. There are many ways to connect and get involved with the Kaw Valley Kickball League. You can visit the official KVKL YouTube channel and also get connected across all social media, including Facebook, on Twitter at the handle @KVKL, and on Instagram @KawValleyKickball. And of course, you can also check out the league website at KawValleyKickball.com. But the best advice comes from Jackie when she says that the best way to get involved is to get out to a game. It's creative, it's unique, it's local, it's social. It's the Kaw Valley Kickball League.